Coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission sponsored studios, this is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
All right, it's a cold day out there, guys, but you're going to make it. And we are here to just help you take your next step with Jesus, even though it's through the cold. Good morning to you. Well, it's a big day today for me, and I just want to come out and just say that. And I don't want to play, you know, smoke and mirrors here or play games with you. And I thought about how to capture this as I was praying about this last night, as I was really wrestling with this, guys. I really mean that.
Why?
Because I don't want what we do here to be in any way artificial or even be perceived as if we're trying our best. And I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. So let me just pour my heart out to you here for a second, Boom Crew. There is a book coming out today that I wrote. It's called The Seven Resolutions. Matter of fact, I hadn't seen a copy until last night when my wife walks up to my office late and she goes, look what I have.
Oh.
And it was so cool. I hadn't seen a copy.
Yeah.
And I am so pumped with what it looks like. As a matter of fact, props to Moody Publishers. They did a good job.
They did a great job. Just beautiful coloring and the way everything just pops as you read it when you pick it up. I love it.
Yeah, it looks quite candidly, I was doing a second guess on the cover. And then my bride told me, because she's an artist, she goes, when you see this thing, I promise you, bub. And it just is
it
cool.
Pops. They did a great job. Very cool.
They really did.
But you look at this and you go, well, you know, what do you want to see happen here, Carl? What do you want to see happen? And I think some people could be listening right now going, oh, yeah, you got a book or whatever. And some people can get cynical. Most in the Boom Crew don't. They know our hearts here and we're all going after it with Jesus. Right. But I just need to share my heart with you here for a second. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Here's the beauty of being 61. I have been to mountaintop experiences. And without feigning humility here, I'm just going to give it to you straight. I've been to some pretty incredible stations in life. I've had some amazing jobs. I've seen God. I've had the front row seat to watch God move in power. I've had the privilege of seeing two what I would call mini awakenings that were just manifestations of the spirit like crazy. And I've been in the valley, man. I've been in the valleys of shame and just, even as a Christ follower, just bottomed out going, what in the heck is happening here? But here's what I want you to know. Here's what I want you to know. My goal for this book is one thing, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I called 10 close friends last night, and I said, I need you to pray. And I asked them all to get an hour today to pray, and we kind of divvied it up. I got one guy right now in Northwest Arkansas that's praying right now. His name's Marvin Smith. He's one of my dearest buddies.
Yes, yes.
And this is what I want them praying for, and this is what I want to have happen. And if you're a praying person, this is what I want you to do. I don't want your friend, Carl, to write a book, and then we go sell a bunch of books. Doesn't mean diddly squat to me. I'm holding back tears right now. I want lives to be changed. That's what I want. Bottom line, I want lives to be changed. God has provided for all of my bride and I's needs, and he will continue to. I don't need to make some mark on the Christian landscape. I have a beautiful mark on the heart of God. And I don't need to do anything from an earthly perspective that's going to be hollow for eternity. I genuinely want to see lives changed. That's why I wrote this book. And coming up here in a moment, I'm going to tell you how practical it will be and why I want you to read it if you can ever relate to the story I'm going to tell you coming up here in just a minute and a half. So for all of you who feel like there's some kind of a gap between where you are today and the promises that God has for you, and you want to see that gap closed, this book's for you. If you feel like you got it pretty well, it's okay and it's kind of together, or you're not really motivated for that kind of life change, I'd say don't get the book. I mean, I'm
yeah.
serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's what I want you to know from the bottom of my heart. I want your life to change radically. And I told these 10 friends that I called last night, I said, this is what I told them. I said, I'd rather see 1,000 people read this and apply every word to their life than 10,000 sold and they just collect dust. And I would. I'd rather have 1,000 go out and apply than 10,000 sold.
Wow.
From the bottom of my heart, honest to God, I mean it. So coming up here in a moment, we'll tell you how you can get it if that's you. And I want to tell you a story that might relate to you and why this might actually be a really important book for you. That's coming up.
Talking about Jesus and having fun while doing it. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right. If you didn't share what I opened up with there in that hour, it'll be in the showcast and probably can't do that again. I'm pouring out my heart and holding back some tears, but there you go. It is Carl and Crew. We're off and running here today. By the way, guys, Allie is out. We're in some COVID protocol here.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the details you need. We've got her down for a little bit, but she'll be back here, God willing, next week. Just those checking off on those days when you got to kind of be careful. So we're doing that.
Yeah.
We're going to hopefully have her call in this week from time to time. We're getting some remote gear set up at her pad, so yes. She'll be with us for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to share this story with you here, guys, and I want you to hear my heart on this one. This is a big day for me. As a matter of fact, in this hour, we're going to give away the first copy for a giveaway of my book, The 7 Resolutions.
Yes, good.
Fired up about that.
Mm-hmm.
More fired up about the byline, where self-help ends and God's power begins. And I really mean that. Now, let me tell you why that's so important to me. There's a couple of times in my life that were just huge, and this one's a big one. But I want you to know that whether it's big or small crises in this gap between where we live and the promises of God, whether those are big crises in those gaps or small ones, my hope is that your life is going to change because of these 7 resolutions. Let me tell you, this will kind of illustrate why I even wrote it. It is so easy to be Christian in name only. I mean, it just straight up is. And it was just a few years into our marriage that I was walking through my home. I've shared this before here, and I'll share it again because I think this is a lifeline to you maybe where you're going, oh, my word, I needed to hear that. And here we are. My bride and I are knee-deep in ministry. The ministry is thriving. This is very important to note. And we got 2 little kids, and we are just on top of the world from a ministry standpoint, but inside, my wife is really chained to a marriage that, and I'm not being too strong with that word, that I didn't know how to love my wife as Christ loved the church. I just straight up didn't know how to do that.
That's a lot to admit, Carl. Whoa.
Yeah, no, I'm being straight up with you.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. She walked through the home and grabbed my arm as I was walking past her. She was sitting on the corner of the bed. She reached out, grabbed my hand, and her chin was quivering. I'm like, oh, no. In an instant, things flashed through my head. And then I just said, what's going on, babe? And she goes, bub, we got a problem. And I said, what's going on? And that was the day my wife told me these words. She said, I don't love you anymore, and it's scaring me half to death.
Hmm.
What did that do to you?
Well, I'll tell you what that did. It put me in a position where I walked around the corner. It was a right-hand corner. I remember the molding on the doorway in our home there and everything about it. Walked up to the mirror, looked into the mirror, and I was at a Y on the road. And that is, was I going to rationalize what my wife was feeling? Was I going to rehearse in my mind all the ways she had fallen short in our marriage? And by the way, to be very candid with you guys, boy, I'm trying to be as vulnerable as I can be. My wife would tell you this moment right now, if she was in studio with me, she would say, she had plenty of things that she needed to grow up in the marriage.
Sure.
Plenty of things that she was missing the mark on. But that's where the danger zone would have been. I would have been stuck myself, and I would have left her stuck in the gap between mm-hmm. where we were living
yes.
and God's promises. It was in that moment that I looked in a mirror and God broke me. And here's the word, humbled me and allowed me to see that I wasn't loving Janann as Christ loved the church. That was a huge turning point for me. And on that day, I went on a journey, much of which is captured right here in this book, the very things that I needed to do. I needed to begin to join God, myself, really join him, not prove my love to him by reading the Bible and praying, but mm-hmm. letting him minister to me, meet with me in a quiet place and give me power for living.
Right.
I needed to kill sin in my life. I needed to kill the sin of workaholism. I needed to kill the sin of worshiping ministry. I needed to think truth in my head about who she was in Christ, who I am in Christ, and what she deserves and what the pages of Scripture say. I needed to actually have friends around me that didn't, you know, huck it up about, you know, my other half.
That's right. You're doing great.
I needed friends that would hear me and walk with me. I needed to take the risk of dating her and loving her, even though I ran the risk of it feeling contrived or somehow just reacting to a situation.
Hmm.
I needed to redeem time in my life because my wife deserved to be dated in a fresh and real way. And I needed to focus effort around my marriage or else my ministry meant nothing. Now, I want to give you this really quick, Boom Crew. I just gave you the 7 resolutions right there. I just gave you all 7.
You did. You did.
All 7 of them.
Yeah.
And here's what I want you to know. I don't care if you are struggling with that silent secret sin that's got you stuck in shame. I don't care if you feel like there's this one thing that just keeps kicking your booty and you get a bit of a victory for a while and then you just get kicked right back to ground zero. This book is about winning your biggest battles. It's about believing God's promises and resolving to follow his plan for embracing them. Hear my heart. It's about overcoming what is defeating you. Becoming a child of God, you know what it really means? It means beating addictions, altering destructive behaviors, and killing bad habits that you've grown accustomed to or possibly written off as unwinnable. And here's what I want you to know. It's winnable from the bottom of my heart. I need you to know something. It's winnable. We can't let discipleship be informational anymore. It needs to be transformational. There are moves that we make in God's power, not our own, as we agree with God, that will move the dial in our life radically.
Absolutely.
That's why I want you to read this book. I don't want to sell a bunch of copies. I want people reading this, applying it to their life, and watching God change them. And if that's you, I want you to come and get it. And I say that with absolute joy.
And you can do that. We've got a link for you. Super simple. Just text the word 7. Text that word 7 to 312-274-9624. 312-274-9624.
Yeah, kind of cool, isn't it?
Very cool.
It's awesome,
yes.
Man.
Coming up in this hour, we're going to give away a copy of this. But, you know, I want to ask you for something else, too. This is now I'm getting bold here. But as you go get a copy, you go buy a copy, and if you're a person that benefits at all from this, I want you to, wherever you go, write a review and why. Because here's what's cool. I thought about this last night. You know what's cool about, I think, does Moody Pub have comment place? I think they do somewhere. They put some snippets of comments.
Like reviews
up.
And
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, I don't know if they have reviews. I don't know if they do, but
sure.
Like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all them, Walmart, yeah. Target, mm-hmm. They've all got places to review. But here's what's cool about that. That's a screaming testimony to the glory of God right on this behemoth site
exactly.
that's owned by a guy that I don't know if he knows God personally. Mm-hmm. And it's looked at by people who have never met God personally.
Yeah.
What a cool thing.
It really is.
I mean, you can go out there right now. This is what God's doing in me. And who knows who's going to stumble along. Mm-hmm. What a cool benefit.
Helping you start your day with a boom. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
All right, then. Here we go. It's Carl and Crew helping you take your next step with Jesus. Jesus is the Savior of the world, the one that came to set you free from sin and death and walk you into this brand new life. The promise is life abundant, but it's more than just that. If you talk about the promises of God, let me rattle off a few here, shall I?
I think you shall.
Let's do it. This is so cool. You have been given access to every spiritual blessing. That's Ephesians 1:3. You are empowered by God to experience the unimaginable. Ephesians 3:20. You have received a spirit of power, love, and sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. You are uniquely designed by God to do great work. Ephesians 2:10. You have been chosen and destined to bear much fruit. John 15:16. You are free in Christ and no longer a slave to sin. Galatians 5:1. You are dead to your old life and alive in Christ. Galatians 2:20. You can now be strengthened and matured through trials. Let me just add something to that. They are now not something just to avoid or get out of. God actually redeems trials. And you know what? That is unique to God's kids. The world is on a mad scramble to get out of trials, to medicate ourselves through trials, let's get drunk through trials. Let's buy stuff to get through trials. Let's play the blame game to get through trials.
Yeah, there's a big one.
You know what God does through trials? You know what he says? I'm going to grow you up through trials. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make you mature and complete, lacking in nothing, so you can consider it joy. James 1:4. So there's a gap between those promises and where we are today. But I want you to know something. Our God has given a path forward. And what I've tried to do in this little book is capture that path. That's all I've tried to do. I've just tried to do my best. And by the way, here's what's cool, Boom Crew. I actually originally did this for me. Because for years, I've been looking for what is the path out of this stupid, my short-sighted, dumb failings of Carl.
No.
And how am I going to take hold of God's promises? And that's what the 7 resolutions is all about. I'd love for you to get a copy today, and I'd love for you to read it from beginning to end. And by the way, don't go there, but in the conclusion, there's something that says, if you made it this far, you're among the few. Don't start there. I know now you're going to want to read it.
Where's that page?
I just blew it. But I just want you to know how much, from the bottom of our heart, I love you. And I am so pumped that you're here with us today, because I think that this is a good time, an appointed time. And it's no accident that you're here. All right, so check it out. You can get a copy right now. Leave a review wherever you buy it at. Can they review on Moody Publishers? I should know this. Can you leave a review there?
I don't see that there. There's several endorsements of those who have already pre-read it for you. Some great, like Pastor Erwin Lutzer's up there, Dr. Mark Job, Jana Parshall's
Robert
up there.
Lewis, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Dave and Ann Wilson are there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So here's what I want you to do. Listen to Super Die. She's going to point you where to go right now. And here's what's really cool. We got a site here for you. It's not just the book. It's an assessment and a day planner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the whole enchilada.
Yes.
Everything. 7resolutions.com. 7resolutions.com. We've made it even easier. We will send you that link right to your phone. If you just text the word 7, text the word 7 to 312-274-9624. We'll get it to you. That's the word 7 to 312-274-9624.
Get more from your morning show. Check us out on social media. Just search Carl and Crew Mornings on Facebook and Instagram.
This makes my day.
Woo! Makes my day, too.
I mean, this is so cool. Karen Wattles is a neat
Love
woman
of Karen.
God who works down at Moody Publishers, mm-hmm. and I don't know what she's doing up this early this morning.
Right.
But she got a message to her, an email to her from someone this morning, which tells me you can preview the first chapter on these things.
See, there you go.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So take it away.
Okay.
This warms the cockles of my heart, as my dad would say.
This is how the letter starts off. Carl, I previewed the first chapter of 7 resolutions. I've been praying about a resource to lead a men's group meeting for my men at the church. We have a diverse group, including wise 80-year-old men, as well as young men, too, who have done prison time. Finding a resource that could impact them based on that diversity is not easy. This book speaks to everyone wherever they are. I felt the Spirit telling me I found the resource we need to use.
How cool is that?
Woo! Boom.
You know what's really cool is Robert Lewis, a mentor of mine, dear friend. He's the author of Men's Fraternity. He told me after he read it, and he wrote a endorsement on there. He said, Carl, you've got to put this into an ability for men and women alike to walk through it in a small group format. So I shot a bunch of videos. It took me about a month. And we shot a bunch of videos for this that are little short things that will complement a study guide. That's not out yet. That's coming soon, though. And if you look at the kind of the coaching tab on this website that we give you, you just hit that and you'll get your name submitted and we'll get in contact with you when all that stuff's ready to go.
Good.
So we're pretty fired up about this. All right, guys, this is cool. That warms my heart. When you got an 80-something in a group and a guy that's come out of prison, there's new in Christ, been long in Christ.
Mm.
Yeah, and here's why this is true, why this brother Kevin, by the way, is the one who sent this in.
Yeah,
this is why it's so true. We are all in recovery. What do I mean by that? I'm going to give you details on that straight ahead. This is super important. This is super important. I'm going to hit this aspect of this book straight ahead. Right now, if you want to get it ordered, here's how you do it.
Just text the word 7. That's it. Text the word 7 to this number, and we'll send you the info and link. The number is 312-274-9624. 312-274-9624.
Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listen to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.